Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Welcome back, welcome back. Happy Monday. If you listen to us like you listen to your favorite radio show, but it's only on Monday, then here we are, and I know you're happy. You're with us on your morning commute. You're with us back. On your morning drive. You're with us on back. Your walk back, on your walk of shame. Mm-hmm. Just know there's no such thing as a shameful walk. You got what you got. You gave what you had. Mm-hmm. Fellas and ladies, that go for both of y'all. Now, if you are two of the same sex and you disappoint, I don't know what to tell you. This is what I think. Let me tell you guys. Tell me what you think. This is what I think.
Man.
If a gay person disappoints sexually, that's on them. They are the worst type of person in the world, right? Because if you're a guy, who knows how to suck dick better than a guy, right? If you're a girl, who knows how to eat vagina better than a girl? You have the very thing it is your job to please. So if you can't get that done, you're selfish and you're a horrible person. It really doesn't make any sense to me how you are disappointing sexually other gay people. I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't like bonnet mouse making sense. I don't like bonnet mouse making a sense.
I think this is what you're trying to say.
I could probably sell, okay? I would sell this mouth. Because what? I know exactly what works for me. I know how. What? I would sell this mouth. What? If I was gay, what this mouth would do would be millions of dollars in revenue. That's what this mouth would do. Do you understand me? Like, if you think about it.
Think about this. When we go eat vagina,
we're like explorers of a new land, right? We're like fucking Jones. We're like fucking Lois and Clark. We're the fucking explorers, right? And we're fucking propelling down into the land of new vagina. And we're like, okay. We know what worked over there. But this is a new mountain. How are we gonna climb and conquer this mountain? And just bow. Luckily, we're experienced at what we do. But think about it like this: if you were to just go down on a guy, it's a dick. You've seen it. You've seen yours.
This is not what we discussed.
Got down and you're like, oh, it's a dick. I know what to do. Like, think about it like that. If you get, like, the gay thought out of your mind, right? If you get the thought of, like, whoa, dick, gay, you get that out of your mind. And you take the same thought process and you propel down and you're like, oh, that's just a dick. That ain't nothing special. I know what to do with that. Like, I don't get it. Che, same thing, right? You propel down. You're, like, propelling. Dick. Oh, the new adventure. You're like, it's a new dick. What am I gonna do? This dick ain't like the last dick. Don't know. I don't know. Whatever's working. You don't know. You get to the end, you're like, fuck, finally, got there. But you propel down. You're like, I know that smell anywhere. That's vagina. And you know, it's an easy mountain to conquer. You've done this before. I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mount Jones, you are now listening to the guys next door. I don't know what to tell y'all. He is himself.
I don't get it.
He is him, and I am
I don't get it, man. If you are a gay person out here disappointing other gay people, go to hell. You don't have to deal with the shit that straight people have to deal with.
I think you could have just said this. If you're disappointing in bed and you're the same sex, I don't understand it because you know what you like.
That is what I
could have just stopped. I think you could have just stopped right there. I don't think you needed to.
See, that's the problem, right? That's the problem. Which, that's the problem, brother. That's why. That's why you writing paperbacks. I'm writing hardbacks, nigga. Hard copies. Yeah, you writing paperbacks. I'm writing hard copies. You just going. You just get right to it. No, I'm gonna describe
You know who you sound like right now?
Who I sound like?
You sound like Franklin's pops.
Wait, I haven't finished that episode.
It don't even matter if you haven't seen the last episode. You know who I'm talking about. He got that voice and he's just like, he's really trying to be empowered by like the Black Panthers, and I'm not feeling it because you know.
All right. Hear me out though. Same thought process. It's not the Black Panthers. It's the Dick Panthers. It's a group of gay people that are going around trying to empower and liberate other gay people from giving out bad sex. It's the Dick Panthers.
I don't know.
I would join.
I don't know where you're going with
this. I would join. Because I don't want my people to be out here getting bad sex.
Wow. How did we get here? I don't like Bonnet Mouse. Bonnet Mouse Jones, needs everybody. To not be brought onto the pod anymore.
Good sex for one, good sex for all.
Fight the power.
Fight the power with that beat. Giving bad dick. Like that, right?
Yo, what?
How did we get here so quickly?
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Happy Monday. I'm just happy to be here with my people. Fly Rye's here. Che is here. Clap it up for Che. You guys loved our new artwork. Y'all have let us know.
I can't believe y'all pulled that off without me knowing. Like, I was genuinely like, I woke up to notification. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What we do, man. Sometimes, listen, in a relationship, the only time you can surprise your girl is with good shit. Like, you can never surprise her with cheating, because they be on it. So when they using all that bullshit, when they using all their power to focus on what's going on, you sneak around the back like, bitch, got you with something good. You was out here. You had to see what was going on, Chase. You wasn't appreciating us. You was looking for us to be fuck ups. You was looking for us to continue being the fuck ups that you know us to be. And then bang, backdoored your ass with what?
That was cute. Pride. That was bad cute.
Shout out to Levin, right? As always, that is our trusty handy. You know, hopefully soon we get the merch out, Levin. If you hear us, we're talking to you. Hey.
Yeah, Levin, you owe me some other shit, too.
Some other shit, whatever Ryan's talking about, you owe him that, too. So, Levin, matter of fact, Levin, we're going to get you on the podcast one day. We're going to get to why. You know, maybe not. Because artists are very awkward. They're very socially awkward. Artists.
He's not that
doesn't like
type
talking.
Of character.
He doesn't enjoy it. But me and Levin go way, way back. Like, I'm talking about, like, me and Levin are both from Long Island. Like, I met him through my little cousin. Like, this is before anybody burst on. I think at the time, Levin was with your man. He was doing Cremo with your man, B-Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Facts, they were doing that out of Atlanta. Facts, so.
Facts. It was him, B-Right, and my son, Breeze.
Yes, I know there was a third party. I just didn't know him. But, yeah. So, yep. Shout out to Levin, right? We appreciate that. Listen, same thing as always. If you guys enjoy us, appreciate us, and you continue to listen, comment, rate, and subscribe. If you're listening on podcast, give us a 5-star rating. Why? Because we're children and we need your validation. Leave a nice comment. We might read them on air. We might.
Did Beyonce do that?
Huh? Yes, that also, it's funny you said that, Ryan, because it's also the 5-year anniversary of Lemonade. Don't know what that has to do with this conversation.
It's been five years already.
Always good for convo.
Beyonce is always good for convo, and I think we need to take this time and acknowledge that Lemonade is probably the greatest work of performative art that we have ever seen. Performative art. The way she was able to get into the mindset of a woman who had been cheated on, because she doesn't have that story, but for her to get into the mindset,
over Mike Jack.
Well, let's listen to what I'm saying. Beyonce wrote a whole album about being cheated on, hurt, but she doesn't know that life. She's never been cheated on or hurt.
That line right there.
Thanks. So
that line right there.
King. Hove.
Hove.
Never did.
You think Jay-Z did that bitch foul on Song Cry just to do it to Beyonce? No, he's not a dummy. Hove did that, so hopefully you won't have to go through that. Remember Jay said on Song Cry, we were so happy poor, but when we got rich, that's when our signals got crossed and we got flipped. He would never go through that again, and he would never put Beyonce through that. But what they did is they committed to this method acting, this performative art that wasn't just a single CD. They really lived this thing. They allowed us to think it. They allowed us to feel it. Beyonce, Jay-Z even sacrificed himself to the Beehive. Women were.
I like him. He's
I'd like to disagree in
keep
Salon
it
Rose.
Up.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would like to disagree.
Keep it up, bro.
It was a long game.
I support you, bro.
It was a long game. They started with the fake fight in the elevator.
Fake?
Yeah, it was fake. What did Jay say? $5 million came out that elevator. We got the three most important works of modern contemporary music out of that elevator. Because Jay-Z had the wherewithal to say, hey, Solange, hit me real fast. Beyonce, don't move. Solange, hit me real fast. And when we come out this elevator, you're going to make the most groundbreaking album for black people. Second to I'm Black and I'm Proud.
How do we
and
get
then
out
Beyonce,
of that turn?
You're going to make an album about Lemonade. It's all right, babe. Make them believe I cheated on you. Make them believe it, baby. I'm whole.
Yo, Mouse really woke up.
I'm whole, baby.
It's the bonnet. The bonnet has mind control over him.
Me. Your fans, they're going to hate me, but that's fine because I'm whole. And then I'm going to clean it up in the third inning with 4-4-4.
Respectfully,
it's a circle.
No, whatever left turn you're making right now, I need you to go the opposite direction.
It was
direction.
A right because you make a circle,
but it's left on my screen.
Oh my!
This
God.
Is not at all what we discussed.
I know you guys are happy that we are back because I'm happy that we are back, and I'm happy that he has a bonnet on today because
my head's not fucking done. Can I tell you about the story behind the bonnet? I'm gonna tell you real
fast. Summer Jam.
It's gonna be so fast.
This is gonna be
the story behind the bonnet. As y'all know, you know I'm good for a bonnet because my hair's usually braided and you know keep the moisture. All right, that's not what's going on. What's going on is my hair's not fucking done. My hair looks a fucking mess. Why? Because I want to activate the powers of Max Bigavella for my birthday. So I had my little party and I had my hair. Had it flat iron. Had my hair flat iron. So I was wavy, bigger bells. I smell better. I taste better. You know what
like
I mean?
Cat Williams?
No, that's a perm. is a perm. And I would never. I am a boy, Damon. But I thought that right after getting your hair flat iron, all right, you do it for a night, next day, braid it up. Didn't know, couldn't do that. So I've been walking around for a week and a half with my hair straightened. And it's over. You know, I've worked out. I've braved the elements. Puffy. And let me say to you ladies out there now, I understand now why you bitches wear wigs. I get it. I get it. Because if there was a ready-made wig, it would be on this head.
Put it on. You'd have put it on. I'm thinking, if you come on here one day
with a Tyler Perry wig, I'm fighting.
With some braids down your back, I am going to cut them. Or I'm gonna rip that wig right off.
Listen,
your head.
I'm saying if there was a wig for this head made, it would be under a Yankee hat right now. But fortunately, it's not. And I have to go out the house after this recording. I have no idea what I'm doing with my hair. This natural hair journey I'm on. Whoever said
this
long
hair journey is brought to you by I'm fucked up right now.
Whoever said long hair don't care is lying. I care. And
thank you.
It's
thank you.
It wasn't this hard with dreads, man. It wasn't.
Are you thinking about going back?
Never. Are you kidding me? No, I would never do that again. You know what? Fuck it. Hey, make sure you guys subscribe to us. This is a longer intro than ever. But hey, make sure you subscribe to us on Patreon. You Hakeem Campbells, Kimmy Gibblers. Okay? We're putting
Jason Pitts.
Jason Pitts, you cheap, tight, wad mother. Listen.
Pitts.
Listen. Listen. We're ramping up the Patreon. Shay and Ryan are fixing the tiers now. There's gonna be some exclusive content coming next month. So make sure y'all get on that patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Pod. Che, DMX passed last week.
Okay.
And everybody has been doing their,
Tributes.
I came across a tribute from a terrorist. There's a person who's been terrorizing our lives for, I want to say, at least two to three years. The little boy, Kedron Bryant. I want him to leave us the fuck alone.
What was that?
You know the little nigga like, I just want to be free. The little black boy they always got singing that warning sign.
Ryan play his
DMX tribute. So
no, I don't have
no. I had to hear it.
Turn it off.
You heard that? That's what the fuck we got to deal with in the community.
You wasted a couple of seconds of ear time in my life.
We got people dying. We got poor people going hungry. It's a panoramic. Numbers fluctuating. We got people with no side teeth.
He's damn black.
And you got this little nigga doing that bullshit. Warner Music. I want to tell you something. You can go the fuck to hell, okay? Warner, I blame you. Warner Music, that is who Kedron Bryant is signed to. Warner Music, you can...
You know who you got to talk to? You know who you could talk to? Julian. Julian works for Warner.
Who's Julian? Call him right now.
Drew
Bangs?
Yes.
Call him right now. Call him the fuck right now. Ryan, call him. Ryan, call him right now.
He's unavailable.
No, he's available. Call him the fuck right now. Call him. You know his number. Call him. Because this is going to stop. This shit is going to stop right now. Okay?
Oh, man.
This shit is going to stop. Putting a stop to this for my people. If it gets to four, hang up. We're not thirsty. All right, that's four. Hang it up. Woo. You get to four rings, you should feel like a nigga. Rings, a nigga might answer like, what? I'm like, whoa, excuse me. Sorry. My apologies.
After three, I start sweating.
I just want to say Kedron Bryant.
Word, dead ass. I be calling like, shit.
Hedron, Brian, Warner Music Group, go to fuck to hell. I'm sick of your shit. I already hate the music industry.
Trash.
I already hate the music industry, and it's giving me more reason. Okay?
That's trash.
That's ridiculous.
That was
DMX did not live 50 years to be memorialized like that.
By that.
And he had a Black That's Nasty crazy. On in the fitted in the video.
Oh, come on now. Black Nasty representing DMX?
Disgusting.
Oh.
Well,
I'm upset.
Ryan.
I'm highly upset.
Let me ask you this, Ryan.
Yes. Yes, please. I got answers today.
When meeting a young lady. What is something that you make sure you do? Like, what is something on your checklist? Like, oh, nah,
like,
this month.
Like, first date?
Like, first, I don't want to say first date. First time trying to garner a lady's interest. So it could be a first date. It could be a first meeting, a chance encounter. But you see her and you're like, ha-ha, this is the Ryan's to go. This is Ryan's go-to playbook. What's the first thing you got to do?
Sometimes depending, eye contact is big. Like,
how you do your eye, knowing, how you do your eye contact for the Patreon users?
No. Yeah, look across like.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That was it.
Do it one more time. One more time for the people at Patreon.
lick the lips a little bit, but just know.
Okay,
she has the girl has to feel like she's noticed.
Huh?
You don't ever want somebody to come out of a situation, even if you're just meeting them, to feel like, yo, you didn't even notice me. Like, you know. Little jokes here, just to know that, like, yo, it's you. It ain't your friend.
I have a counterpoint.
It's you.
I have a counterpoint.
Uh-oh.
That lick lip thing can either make or break you. Because if your shit look extra glossy afterwards, I got a problem. I got a problem with you.
My lips is my forte. This is how I got through life. You
hurt?
I'm good. I know what I'm doing.
I know y'all are set. I'm talking about for the other of our 10 male listeners. If y'all do the lick lip thing,
talking to them.
And you look like you got the dollar store lip gloss on your shit afterwards, I'm gonna need you to seek help.
That's wild.
Shay, what is on your go-to list? What's the first thing you do to catch a nigga's interest? Because you know, women, there is this universal
on the floor.
Truth. And women don't shoot their shot. So
she drop her keys on the floor.
That's what you do, Che?
Look like this. And bend over and be like.
Like a fucking white porno?
Do the bend and snap from Legally Blonde.
Oh, I dropped my keys. Oh my God. They're so far. Oh.
If my go-to, if you really that fine to where I can't stop noticing you, I will actually walk up to you.
Are niggas that fine? Because like there's this.
I've come across a few.
So men aren't universally fine. Like there's not like.
No.
Like men aren't equally as fine as women. Like.
No. No. Because there's some who are like, you're cute, but as I talk to you, you grow on me. And then there's some where like.
Yo, what the fuck? Yo, son, that might have been the most disrespectful thing I ever heard. How many of those niggas that you described?
For a nigga looks to grow on you is reckless.
But I get you.
I hear you.
How many of those niggas that you just described, how many of those niggas have you given pussy to?
A lot more than the fine men.
Oh my God. Oh my days. Women deserve better.
No. This is actually that's actually amazing that she said that. Because for all the men out there that always come to us and be like, yo, she's out my league and da-da-da-da, she's really not. It's just persistence and patience.
No, not persistence. It's that vibe, that personality connect,
you gotta
candor.
Keep doing this.
Here goes the thing.
You just got to do this.
No.
You just keep tapping it.
For all those fellas that come to us and be like, yo, she's out my league. Guess what? She knows. You have a chance, though.
She knows she's out your league. But look, them niggas that she thinks are in her league are out of her league. Oh, God. You are her league. You are her league's king.
Oh, God. Wow. Step up. The violence that is just...
Chase, I want to know the thought process behind this, okay? Today might be the girl next door, because I need to understand the thought process behind this, right? So, all right, let me preface this. Ryan, I think we're on the same accord here. If we happen to have sex with a girl who is not attractive to our standards, it's typically because we're extremely horny, we're in a drought, maybe her ass is fat.
Yo, that is funny. Yo, that is really funny. Like, I want to laugh harder than I am right now.
Like, these are the deciding factors in a woman I'm not saying for society standards is attractive or unattractive. I'm saying for personal preference, these are the reasons a man would sleep with a woman a chance.
Women do the same shit.
Well, that's what I'm asking, right? Because we know why we're doing it. But
niggas be ugly and fat and all types of shit, but with a bag.
Is this true, Che?
What's the question?
What is the deciding factor on a guy that you'll quote unquote give his chance?
For me, it's I gotta be able to have like a certain type of candor with you. A lot of quipping, a lot of sarcasm, a lot of just like back and forth. Like if you aren't as quick-witted as I am, I just can't even sit and fuck with you. Because I'm a person who I thrive off jokes. If you can't make me laugh, like belly laugh, then I don't want to be around you.
Like belly, like So if women had to sleep. So, okay, now, how many men do you encounter that are, like, attractive, fine as hell, but don't have any of those qualities, have zero personality?
More than I would like to admit. It's usually the fine ones that I don't have that sort of, like, mental connect with.
So, I'm trying to think. So, like, a nigga who you happen to catch at a... soiree of sorts, and y'all catch each other's eyes. He's fine as hell. What is he usually wearing? He's wearing like some type of Fashion Nova outfit or something, like a shiny short sleeve button up shirt with like capri denim pants.
No, because I definitely judge off if you got them acid wash jeans that have little cutouts like you like the washing board. I can't fuck with you.
Why not?
I can't fuck with. I don't. It's a personal vendetta. Like if I'm scrolling through your profile and I see you got them jeans on, you automatically get bounced.
So off rip, you don't want to fuck with a nigga that got a Fashion Nova fit on.
You can have the Fashion Nova fit. I'm just, it's them jeans.
But you could wear those Felas.
I haven't worn them.
That's crazy.
Those Felas have been dead for
Yo, that long. Is the power of pussy. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yo, the power of pussy is so crazy.
Like, I move across the country.
Where
I leave
denim,
the sneakers in New York. But I get a new apartment and they still can't let these goddamn sneakers go.
My thing is, women can wear $10 dresses and $20 heels.
No, the fuck it ain't. Not them $20 heels.
Listen to him, Mouse. All right, so I'd say this. She could come in there with Chinese slippers on and a $20 dress looking, but she's beautiful.
I'm on it.
You on it.
Chinese slippers?
It don't even matter. So, but
in them $20 heels?
So what if you got $20 million in them Fashion Nova jeans?
He don't, trust me.
He don't.
Could be. It could be. Listen, a lot of these influencers wear Fashion Nova.
Yeah, but they not getting 20 M's.
A lot of these artists, I'm talking about just not, they got 20 M's from Fashion Nova, like, they millionaires.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
They just signed the jeans. Yeah. So imagine you see a dude, and he look good, but he got those jeans, you're like, oh, I won't. But you don't know that they sent him shit for free, and he's up OD. You not going to fuck with him just because he got those jeans on?
Can I just say that it's not... the Fashion Nova jeans I have a vendetta against. It's one particular style of jean that I hate. Everything else is good.
Now, okay.
I'm literally about to look for it. So keep going.
This is fun. I like where we're going. This is fun. Che, piece by piece, head to toe, Give me the outfit that will run you off. The outfit that screams, this is an ancient nigga. I'm good. I am fucking good. And then Ryan, you get ready because I'm coming to us to ask. I'm ready.
You know what I hate.
Head to toe. What's your name?
Head to toe. I can't stand
me. Start at the feet, go up.
Start at the feet?
We go feet up.
I mean, not saying that I'm a sneakerhead or anything like that, but some bad sneakers will definitely run me off. I'm like
give me a sketches give me... you had.
If he met, you said
if,
what?
If he got the feelers,
if he got the same feelers you had,
you. I think
no, if he got the same feelers on that she got, he's gay.
Is you gonna dump him?
I think at this point I have PTSD against them damn feelers. So if I see him, I now like flinch as if I'm
that's
getting whooped.
So foul. You bought
no, that's what y'all did to me.
I've never seen a straight nigga wear them shits.
I'm just saying.
So,
keep going.
Yeah, go ahead. So bad feet. Okay.
Bad feet. Them jeans. I'm looking for them. Here we go. I got them.
Oh, shit.
I got them.
The ones with the line up the side, the two lines.
Oh,
not the two lines.
I know what Ryan told him. Them shits is
I know
bad.
What you're talking about, though.
That is
these.
Bad work.
I know what you're talking about.
Those shits with, them shits with the stripe up the
these
side.
These bitches right here.
Not the fake biker
right
denim.
Here.
Oh, those are that's the Zara special.
That's the fake Amiri's.
I hate them.
No, Balmain. Those are fake Balmain.
Balmain,
Balmain.
You're right. Those are fake Balmain jeans.
I hate them.
But why? Those definitely Dominican jeans. Cause
nah, a lot of black niggas. Those right there
is the stretchy calves.
I'm telling you, a lot of black niggas. A lot of black niggas got those, and then they tweet
those
like
elastic calf joints.
Yeah, but a lot of niggas got those, and they tweet like they drip is elite. That's what they say. They say drip elite.
Yes,
that's a down south gene.
And niggas, and that's why I be telling you, there's
you're
mad country
wrong.
Niggas that be everywhere.
You're not wrong.
That's a country jean.
All right, now what about the shirt? What about the shirt? So we know what type of jeans. Now the shirt.
I can't stand a polo. Nothing. All of it. All of it.
Polo. Nothing.
Nothing.
Polo. Just like any sort of polo. The
disclaimer. Shay is from.
She's from Florida.
Yeah.
They all.
Which is a thing.
They all wear nasty polo collar shirts, i.e., Kodak Black. So
yes,
like,
I ain't got no money, man.
I get what you're saying because the way Florida people do polo is a
disgusting.
Easter Sunday fit every day. Mad colors, mad bright pink shirt,
yes,
green, polo jeans. Like it's a lot going on. Shit that I didn't know polo made, they got. It's like certain outlets, I guess they got in.
Yeah, they got the outlet down there in Kissimmee.
They got it, but it's a different.
I worked
outlet.
At it's that
like,
outlet, bro.
It's like
not
everybody. It's like every holiday.
I ain't gonna hold you. I went crazy down there. I went crazy.
Polo sends that outlet all the special holiday colors.
Yo,
like
you're
the bright joints.
Yeah, you're so dumb.
And everybody.
No, but he's not wrong.
Easter colors in December, we got you. If it's March and you thinking about Christmas. We got you. Like, that's what it's all about. So,
fun fact. The outlets.
Bad polo college.
Yeah. The outlets, a lot of those companies and brands, they actually have separate lines, like separate clothing lines that they make specifically for outlet to send to outlet.
Mm.
Separate from their full price stuff. Especially in Florida.
Now, hats. What about the hats?
I got hat trust issues because I love a good hat because I feel like it cleans you up. But I don't know what's under there, Dio.
So do you like make a nigga? Do you make a nigga like is there a hat check? Be like, yo, look at your hat.
Hatfish.
What's
you know,
I, yo, women be so loud and proud about what y'all like and don't like. Why y'all scared to hat check a nigga?
My thing is why a nigga can't be bald, but
I love a ball cut though.
If y'all bald, it's crazy.
Cause they wear a hat. Like, they wear a hat over their baldness too.
OD.
It's a wig.
OD.
We put wigs on. No, but I love a good bald head. I do. But don't have the Stevie Wonder receding hairline and still trying to hang on to that bitch.
With the roof missing?
Pull up to the scene with the roof.
It's a convertible. Ain't no roof.
That is definitely Sanford and Son.
I know. Oh. I love the song. I actually saw a video yesterday of there was some old dude walking out the gas station to his car, and a nigga put that music on, and it was just like this. But it was like, but it wasn't like the video wasn't on purpose. Like the nigga didn't know. It was just some old nigga, some smooth nigga with the afro, walking like his Cadillac, and he had the music.
That's fire.
Now what about accessories, accoutrements, wrist work, necklace, chain? What is some things that are like a bright red flag? Like, whoa, what's this nigga doing over here?
Niggas with the fake Cubans, with the fake diamonds and all the fake bling. You got the thick ass heavy. Because the shit is hollow when you tap on it.
Oh, shit. Hollow is different.
But y'all be letting that shit hit y'all in the chin.
Sure don't. Sure don't.
Che, when we was recording in real life before the pandemic, and you had that little green stain underneath your chin, I knew what it was from. You was messing you with a so nigga.
Now we just lying.
You was messing with a nigga and it got on. Women don't be worried about catching the little green
Listen,
shit.
Listen, nah. A bitch like me is allergic to that shit, so I didn't know. No.
Yo, y'all women don't. I hear what you're saying, hollow and all that shit, but y'all women don't know fake watches and shit.
Yeah, they be spinning.
No, I absolutely don't.
They be spinning out for the fakes.
So,
but
Rolexes weigh half a not even. They feel like air and you would never know.
But I feel the way I judge it is there's a certain level of flashy that the niggas who are trying too hard attempt to do. I don't like flashy niggas. I don't like the loudness. I don't like that you want to be the center of attention. I don't like that you think that I'm supposed to perceive you got money. So now I have to fuck with you. I don't give a fuck what you have. I have my own shit. It might not be as big as yours. I don't care, but it's mine. So your money don't impress me. Or your money, sorry.
That's what I used to say. That's what I used to say in the basketball locker room. It may not be as big as yours, but it's mine.
Can you get your friend, please?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Your brother, he needs help.
I don't know what's going on with him today.
It's the bonnet.
It's my turn.
What is the outfit that turns you off? The outfit head to toe, toe to head. The outfit that woman has on that turns you the fuck off. It will send you running for the hills.
Starting at the feet.
Start feet up.
First thing is the feet. Like, if
you gotta give me the outfit though. I'm
telling you this. If she has on anything that shows her feet, toes out, and they not right, as we stopping right there, that's what we doing. We not even making it to the sock, to the, we not making it to nothing. So first things first, toes got to be on point. Like if you going to show, at least they got to be on point in general, but if you going to have them things out and they throwing up gang signs, I'm good. I'm perfectly fine. But when it comes to shoes, I hate Jordans the nigga never wore.
Wow.
Yeah, if Jordan never wore them, I'm really good. Like, I don't really need you to wear them.
You got Travis Scott ones.
Yeah, but he wore ones.
Oh, I get what you're saying, man. I get what you're saying. Like, you mean like Team
Jordan?
Got you.
All them types of shit is crazy. Like, I'm not.
Yo, Che, what do you have on our screen?
Bad feet.
What the fuck is going on? This is bad.
Come on.
Bad feet.
I ain't gonna hold you.
But this is what you mean, though.
I ain't gonna hold you. I seen those in Colombia, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
You would never guess whose feet these are, too.
I would.
Who's?
But I'm not.
Tyra Banks.
I want. What?
Ooh. Yeah, she big. She been on her feet a long time.
Awesome.
So yeah, like Team Jordans, that shit, like all those mid ones.
Yeah, mid ones is bad.
Is it mid ones or mid anything?
No. Mid Air Force ones and mid Jordan ones. Bad.
Gotcha.
If you got the Jordan
other mids, I don't know.
If you got the Air Force ones that got the strap to go across, bad. If you got Jordan mid ones, unless, let me say this. Unless you really on your sneaker grind and you really on your sneaker shit and you got patent leather ones, obviously all three of those colors came in a mid. I won't say nothing about it.
They came in lows.
This year, get a dunk.
I don't
bitch.
Like low tops.
Yeah, get a dunk, bitch. If you're gonna get a dunk.
If you're gonna get a mid, get a dunk. Cool.
But you know what? I take it back because I have in little feet. The low top ones, they're not bad. I've seen women pull them off.
No, there's something, but certain people can pull off. It's not for everybody. The general statement. The general statement for y'all who don't try it if you can't do it. If it's a thought in your mind and you look at it, don't do it. Just stop. All right, so from there, we'll be going up. I don't like white socks. It's really not my thing. It's really...
Even in the summer?
You've mentioned this before.
He hates white socks.
Just because it's not the simple fact that I'm looking at them like coming out your sneaker or something. It's the fact that they could be new socks, but they could still look dirty. Or they could be clean, but they still look dirty. And I don't, it's just a turn.
You don't want that on your carpet?
Nah, because if I'm like, yo, take your shoes off in my house and then take your shoes off and your socks is clean to
but
you.
They
you
look
know
dingy.
They're clean. You know they're clean, but to me, I'm like, the hell is that?
Walking through the valley of shadow of death before she got to you.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm good on all that. So I'll say that. Then up we go. Gotta go pants. What is a pant that I don't like? I hate those Versace tights. You know
with the gold ropes going down them and shit.
Yeah. I hate that type.
Is it tights
or leggings? You mean leggings?
It's like leggings, but they're like with the gold. It look wild. Everywhere. It's everywhere. It looks like two
it's
chains.
Everywhere.
Like two chains just smacked on the butt. Steve all his jewelry. Like I'm totally good on that. When it comes to shirts. It really depends on the woman because some women, I don't want to sound crazy. Fuck. Some women need bras and some women don't.
I'm talking about saggy titties and perky titties.
But it's not even that. It's just some women's breasts are bigger than others that they can't do that, but they still try to attempt to do it. So when a woman with smaller breasts doesn't wear a bra, it's sexier. Then if, you know, it doesn't look the same. So if I'm going out with you and you have big ass titties and you don't have a bra and everybody's just looking like, damn, it's like certain things are for certain people. Am I saying that right?
I got you.
I mean, that's your preference.
Am I being disrespectful? Like,
I mean, we going to do it anyway because I'm part of that committee.
But if it looks good, fine. That's cool. But there's, there's certain times and certain places for everything. You wouldn't do that in every place.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's not good, but there's certain places that a woman with smaller titties can do that at an event. And it'll work out in a better way.
Yeah.
But if you dress up.
If she does it to a brunch, that's kind of cool because that's what everybody does. But like if I'm bringing you around some people,
if I got you around my mom's,
bra always around moms. What do you mean?
But if a woman has smaller titties, she can get it. Doesn't it? Gotcha. Won't be like you see what I'm saying?
So that nipple, that nipple get hard. Hello.
My mom know why.
Now
I like
I'm in a room. And now I'm with a room with titties that fed me, and titties
that feed me.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello?
Mama.
I just don't understand.
These titties made it possible for me to suck on these titties. Hello?
Okay, so moving up, I think makeup is big for us.
See, there a lot of niggas don't understand. Go ahead, break it down. A lot of niggas don't,
like, I'm not big on makeup. I like natural. I like that. But if you do makeup, I have no problem with it. But when your face green under, you know, like that, when people wild out and the sun hit them and it looked like the Green Goblin under that and it's really purple and it's turning colors. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Don't act like y'all don't know.
This nigga's sick, but bro.
You can't do too much. It's too much makeup. It'd be too hot sometimes. Some days it's 100 degrees outside. You can't put all that fat. You can't do all of that. You can't. It looked like the paint. It's just dripping off. Like certain niggas when they get the beige.
Hey,
you know that?
Hey.
I was just about to say that when you got a.
Yeah, you ain't say that. I was surprised. You was just talking about the hats. That's on you. Me, you can't do like too much. Because
that's
makeup.
An automatic foul.
Facts.
Why y'all attacking people?
So the makeup, that's big. I don't feel like a woman should have color contacts if she doesn't. Like,
never.
At this point.
Ever.
At this point
ever.
In her life.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
Ever.
Yes.
At this point in her life. If I see you, I'm 32 years old, and if I see you have blue eyes, I'm just going to assume you have blue eyes. So keep that shit up. All your Instagram pictures better have blue eyes.
You better get the,
your baby
you better,
pics
you better
that
get
you
that
post
tiny,
better have
you
blue
better
eyes.
Get that tiny fucking surgery.
Yep.
Everything
I feel
better
like,
match.
I feel like after 22, nobody should be wearing color contacts.
So that's big. That's
I don't think there's ever an age.
Being generous.
Where I think that there's big. Any age where color contacts are appropriate.
As a teenager, you know,
if you wear color contacts as a teenager, it's indicative of what type of adult you're going to be.
I think
a
it was a different time.
Liar.
I feel like when we grew up, there was no social media, so it was like more of like trying.
Also true.
There was social media. Nah, we had MySpace.
No. But I'm talking about like. When it was contacts, people was wearing color contacts. I was like sixth grade, seventh grade. There was none of that.
Girls was like, wearing color contacts in my middle school, and I was like,
no. This is what I'm trying to say. They were, but you didn't have social media in sixth and seventh grade, bro.
Yeah, but I knew you shouldn't have that shit on.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. There was more things people would try, and like now it's like you got to show yourself on social media all the time. It's like, nah, that's why it's quiet. You can't do that shit. So that's one hair. Ladies, don't kill me, please. I say this all the time. I like a natural woman, whether it's you have short hair or long, whatever. I like natural hair. But if you go to, you know, if you want to, it's your life, it's your world. You want. I'm growing older and I'm accepting a lot more. When I was younger, I was very like stuck to my ways. But now it's like, yo, if that's what makes you happy, you need to. But just make sure it is done right. Don't pocket pinch. And go get your hair done. Spend that bread. Because men notice bad weaves. They got a little different scent. The smells a little.
Wouldn't that just be a hygiene thing at that point?
Accoutrements. Can we get to accoutrements? Accessories, please.
Accoutrements. It's crazy. You know, no, I'm bad when the lace is.
No,
bad.
I just want to get to the accoutrements and the accessories.
I hate this for everybody. Big ass, bulky ass watches, like them big, like.
I can agree.
Some people think, and
it's nasty
men,
work.
This goes for men too. Like
it's nasty
niggas
work.
Think the bigger the watch, like the better it is, and it don't be no type of quality of a watch. Just a big ass. Whatever.
Shit, don't even tell time.
Yeah, it's just nasty. It's like, I get that's your accessory, but just go get an Apple Watch. Like, get something calm, bro. Like, you don't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Women so that wear Apple Watches give the best head.
Because they know there's calories. It's all about what they're doing. It's working out. They always.
Yep, tracks your workout.
It tracks.
Y'all just, yeah, I didn't expect. Wow. I didn't expect. Mm-hmm. I just knew it was a truth. I didn't know there was truth behind it. Y'all just blew my mind.
There we go. See? It's a workout.
So now what if there's a gay nigga that wears an Apple Watch?
Stop.
Mouse.
No, we're not doing this right now. You left.
Think about
you
it.
Left.
If a gay nigga wear the Apple Watch, if we already saying that women give the best head because it's a workout. Now a nigga is giving another nigga head wearing an Apple Watch. The same workout. More vigor, more testosterone. Like that shit is probably crazy. All right, niggas. Y'all so close-minded. I hate this world.
Accessories.
What was the word? Yes, accessories.
Accoutrements.
What don't I like? Oh, accessories are tattoos too.
I do judge a bad tattoo, and I judge it bad. I judge it real bad.
What are you about to say?
Do it.
All right. It's we are old enough now that paw prints are out of style. Please. I don't want
that nigga just, even that though, nigga just attacked even a though, whole section of women. That's so crazy.
He sure did.
No, but I'm saying back in the day that was the thing, you know, Eve and all that, sexy, cool. Now, 2021, do not go get paw prints. Like, this is not something I'm like, ooh, you got the paw prints? Like, nah.
What about the animal prints? You know, you never seen the
cheetah print shit? Yeah, I hate that shit.
I don't think I've seen it, and I don't think I want to. I'm the Mary J, like up here.
Mm-hmm.
Like the words.
That's just so sexy, bro. The bicep tattoo is so sexy to me, bro.
No, not the butt. Just like it's not the place. It's what's there. It's like.
It could be anything, bro. Like, that shit is so sexy to me.
It's not really for me.
Anything short of a nigga name is that's just so sexy to me, bro.
There's certain places I love tattoos, but that wasn't the question. So, other accessories. Oh, I forgot to stop. I'll say when it comes to shoes and stuff again, I'll go back. When it comes to your boots, like Tim's.
Oh, Tim's. Padded boots.
If you have the bucket nakeds, I'm good.
Yo, you're in LA. A lot of women in LA have buck nakeds, and I'm like, what is going on in the community?
You got the buckies. I'm good.
Bucky naked.
Because that probably just means you don't take care of your household well.
And they be tying really them. I'm like, yo, what's up? What's going on?
You don't care about your ankles. Your ankles probably ashy.
You're right.
If you don't got no leather on your Timbs.
You ain't lie yet.
There's a couple other things, but I'm gonna let you go. You start out, Mouse.
All
right. So
I know I'm gonna chime in on what your shit.
All right. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna describe the outfit. I'm gonna describe the outfit that lets me know a woman is gonna waste my time. This is about to be a toxic adventure. She's about to be no good for me. Okay. Starting at the feet. Jordan 1. A high top Jordan 1. Like a recent release. Like, if I seen her today and she got on the Hyper Royals, yeah, I know she about to be a headache. I already know. I already know.
Like, you talking about, like, if a girl gets the ones that
just came out.
They don't even sell out.
No, no, no. It's sold out. I'm talking about, like, sell out Jordan, but she got them. You know why? Because that lets me know one of two things. She got a plug or a nigga that love her. Either way, the plug likes her, or her baby father or her nigga got it for her. Let me know. Wasted time, number one. All right, we're going up top. Two, the pants. If she wears premium denim, that means your Citizens, a Nudie, YSL, All Saint, Rag and Bone,
Acne.
G-Star, John Elliott. If she's wearing premium denim, this bitch got a nigga who loves her. She's about to be a fucking headache.
Is that your answer for
I also would like, up? I would like to also 1A this. If she wears Kith or, well, please bleep that out. Fuck the nigga. But she wears them or she wears M.A. Leon Dore sweats, I already know she's about to be a headache.
And
a nigga loves her. You see where I'm going with this. We're going to the shirt. If she wears Bape t-shirts, and when I say Bape, I mean recent releases. I mean, if she got the Tom and Jerry release, the DC All-Stars release, if she got the Bape camo release, If she has any of these releases,
headache.
Because
and a nigga, loves
her. All right. Also,
if I didn't see her, if she ain't waiting no lines on her story, on her gram on a release, she just got it. Like
she just got it. If she got a few days before and she posts with it's like a boomerang and like I love gifts, bitch. Somebody loves you because I didn't get these for you.
With the caption "Early, never late."
Early, never late. Yeah, I might burn some shit up.
Nigga lover.
Also, if she wears the Urban Outfitter Repop merch tees with a flannel, fucking headache. She's gonna be a fucking headache. I'm telling you niggas now. A girl that got a good flannel combo with a fucking merch tee from Urban Outfitters, she's gonna be a fucking headache.
Graphic art, graphic
fucking
tees.
Headache. You understand me? We're going up. If she has,
that's when it gets touchy from me.
If she has that fucking, if she knows her Fenty number, she has that makeup on that doesn't really look like it's makeup. Fucking headache.
Yo, Mouse is really not even naming like the whack shit to wear. He's naming like
all the good shit. No, like, I'm telling you what is going to let me know she's gonna waste my time. You niggas already went through all the bad shit. I'm telling you the shit going to waste my time. Like I know I'm about to be in heartache over this. I was having trust issues. I've been having way better luck than you. Like that. The shit that's gonna have me singing Future lyrics. This is who I'm describing. She got the dimples. Watch it. Fucking watch it. I would like to say this is, I'm describing a region of woman because I have not even touched on the down south woman who cannot dress. She shops out of Target and Charlotte Russe and things of that nature, but like it's a plain Jane type of look and she's still fire.
But she could cook.
Oh my! And she's just fucking drop dead gorgeous. Like,
and she's cool.
Like,
and
I didn't forget about you, women. I know you women are out there, and I want you to know I got my eyes on you. The Lord is not pleased with the way y'all do.
That really be hurting me. I know it hurts you too, Mouse. Like a bad joint that just can't dress.
But here go the thing. A bad joint. I'm not even talking about the ones that we like. Not the ones that dress like strippers. I'm talking about the plain Jane.
Just a regular.
Just a plain Jane. Like she's got one of those. She got one of those short sleeve t-shirts, those essential basic t-shirts that come from like your Forever 21 and it's tucked into her fucking Target
it's
denim.
It's bad, but it's
beautiful. Like I know there's so many niggas that love you and you probably have your doctorate and you know,
but
these are the Southern
maybe
women.
They just, it's potential. They just ain't, you know?
Sometimes, even want to touch them because I don't want you dressing good. Because now
Turn it up. Facts. You're going to turn it up and you're going to lose her.
I got to keep you down.
My question for you, though, Mouse.
What did Pete say on the Goofy movie? Under the thumb, Goof. Under the thumb. What'd you going to say, Jay?
Weren't you the same nigga who talked about how you want a woman who has another nigga, so that way she don't have enough time and attention to give to you. So
that was old. That was
you.
Back in the day. Now I need
was
you
it?
Under. That was mad long ago. That was I need you up under me. I want you to live under my skin, bitch. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
When I breathe, you exhale. That's what I want. Like
when I move, you move.
Just like
just
that.
Like that.
Like I want it to be Siamese. You understand me? When I sneeze, somebody says God bless you to you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what the type of energy I'm on right now. Moving on. All right. Hair. I love dookie braids. I love the box braids. I love them. I am a box braid lover. I know you're going to waste my time. Also, if you got the little bob cut, wig or not, especially if it's your hair and you got that bob cut, that means you're committed. That means, bitch, you're going to ruin my fucking life. I'm here for it. Love it.
I'm here for it. Love it.
Accoutrements? If she got a Rolly, Cartier mix, there's nothing you can tell her. I'm telling you right now.
Nothing.
If she has a Cartier love bracelet with the Rolly,
Now one. Now I say this.
Nothing.
Rolly.
You can tell
a Rolly and one bracelet.
On one. You there's nothing you can tell
you
her.
You can
bro.
Tell. No. One bracelet and a Rolly. You can tell her something. Now if it's stacked.
If she has stacked. If she has. Listen to me, y'all. The 10 male.
Get her out of here.
If she has stacked.
There's more than
Cartier
one bracelet.
Love bracelets. Run for the fucking hills. Let there's nothing go. You just can tell go. You. She's going to curse you out. She's going to call you a bitch ass nigga. She's going to violate your mother. Go. And then she's going to call you at 8 p.m. like nothing happened. Are we still going to go. Eat? And your stupid ass is going to be like, yeah.
Mm-mm. My favorite tweet ever was women with good jobs spend money like drug dealers.
Because guess what? They do. Mind you, guess what? Their Cartier bracelet, they didn't buy. Maybe one. But if it's a bust down, they didn't buy it. They have a what? A nigga who loves them, okay?
If you go, probably if she, a crazy nigga that loves
if
her.
She go, if she picks you up in her car. Nah, I'm about to give away too much game, Ryan. I almost gave away the game.
Please,
if she
please,
pulls up to pick you up in the car and her check engine light ain't on, she got a nigga who loves her. She's gonna ruin your life, nigga. If you pull up, if she pull up on you and she got new tires and you didn't put them on, if she got tires with good tread, that means you could put a nickel in the motherfuckers.
She got a nigga that love her.
She got a nigga that love her. She about to ruin your fucking life.
And the sickest part is, she might not love the nigga, but that's even worse because he's crazy.
And she gonna keep, and she gonna hit you with some shit like, when you tell her not to do it, she gonna be like, I mean, you not doing it.
Text.
Damn. That's creating a killer. Mm-hmm.
Tattoos? If she got the little tattoo on the inside of the ankle, you eating an ass, bro. You might never ate an ass before, but you're going to eat that ass. I'm telling you.
You're going to eat that ass tonight.
You're going to eat that ass tonight. If she got some fucking quote that go under the titty.
Nah. I'm going to tell you that. That's my... A quote
I'm
under
done.
The titty.
I'm done.
Or
I'm finished.
On down the rib like
I'm
this.
I'm finished, bro.
Oh, my God. Or like this on the side of the...
I'm
oh,
finished, bro.
The, oh, it's over.
Or a tattoo on top of the foot. I'm finished, bro. If you got a tattoo on top of the foot, that just lets me know that you're willing to go through some shit.
You got a tattoo in between the titty here.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God.
Am I doing this? Am I doing
oh
this
my
with you? We're not doing that. Oh, my God.
You know what, Shay? I'm starting to react.
Oh, my baby.
Do we have listener letters? Because we didn't give a lot. We had fun today.
Oh, Lord.
We gave away a lot of game. We hope we helped somebody.
Clot.
No, y'all tired of us talking about dating, so we talked about something other than dating, technically. Listen, we needed. We had. Lord. It was a rough week for us. You know what I mean? So we had to lighten the mood up for y'all. Shay, we got a listener letter. While Shay finds one, if you got a listener letter, you read on air. If you've encountered any of the people we described today, any of the fits we described today, or if you wear them, send us a picture.
Write us a letter.
Send us a picture. What you wearing, any of the outfits that we described today. And you can send that to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure in the subject line you put your own fake name or Che is going to read what's in front of us. Also, if it is a relationship-based question, doesn't have to be, but if it is, make sure you send a picture of yourself in the sutures. Why? So that way I won't be giving advice to people who don't got side teeth like you got side teeth. I keep it put together. Che, what we got today?
What's funny is I remember starting to attempt to read this letter, and then we decided to not read a letter that episode. So she actually emailed again, which I'm happy she did. And yeah, I'm going to read it, and then I'll send you all the pictures.
Let's do it.
All right, so... she calls herself Pooh.
That means she wear t-shirts and no panties. Like Winnie the Pooh.
I'm not. All right, I'm gonna ignore him. in 2019, I matched with this guy on Hinge. He flaked twice, and since I wasn't super attracted to him, I put him in the friend zone. We kept in touch, and eventually he became my tree connect. Everything was going great on that front. He would try to push up on me every now and again, asking for dates, but I would decline. The whole flakiness was a turnoff. That's one of mine, now that I think about it, big turnoff. And I have, anyway. Plus, I didn't want to mess up our business relationship. Fast forward to March of 2021, He finally wore me down and I accepted a date with him. He brought me flowers and I actually had a good time. Here's the thing. Our worlds couldn't be more different. I'm 37. He's 34. I have no children. He has two. He lives in the hood. I live in a high rise. I'm corporate and I'm not quite sure what he does for legitimate income. He does okay for himself, but he's not making the type of bread I am. Not close. But the guys I've been dating haven't worked out for me so far. So should I give him a chance? Warmly, Pooh.
No. Very simple. No. I don't believe in giving people chances. But you were initially attracted to this person.
So but who wants to be the give a chance?
But technically, you're not giving him a chance. You were initially attracted to this person.
Look at the pictures. It's everything I described.
Can you put it in this chat right here?
It's just gonna take a little bit more effort.
Wow.
Is that bad, Ryan?
Jeezy the Snowman. It's crazy. His Tim sucked too.
Not the bad Timberlands.
They just,
sorry,
they just
Mouse. I'm sending. I'll put it in the.
No, it's fine. I'm looking there.
Okay.
He'd be probably giving her the whole dollar though, busting her ass.
Probably.
Gave it a drug dealer D. The if I don't sell this eighth, I'm not gonna eat tonight D. Respectfully. I don't want to be to answer her question. I would never, if you have to tell yourself, should I give him a chance after all of that? Then no, you shouldn't. Cause you just gave us so many cons in your mind to you. And that if you feel that way, like that deeply and strongly about that shit, then no. Just keep buying the weed. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I also have to agree. There's something about when I know, like you said, none of the men that you've dated before have really worked out. So should you step outside your usual parameters, which of course you should, but in the same sense that they're saying, like, there's only so much like giving up you should do before you're really just settling for somebody because you want the attention. It's not even about whether or not they do good for you or they add to your life. So I guess the real question is like, why would you keep this man around when out of everything that you just told us, you basically just said you don't feel as though he can really add to your life besides giving you the attention that you're looking for?
Facts. What did she write back and say?
Oh, no, when she wrote back the second time, she was kind of like, I'm really sad you guys didn't respond, but it was because, like, we just hadn't read listener letters in a while. But she said, I should have followed my first mind because, of course, things went left and now the business relationship is on ice as well.
You ain't getting no dick or weed and you are sick.
No argument for
just left it like
me.
That. Shouldn't have went for the dick.
Yep.
Just kept smoking
and
the weed.
This is why you don't
good
mess
enough
with
letter
books.
For me. Like I said, if you want y'all letters read on air, then like I just told you, guy next door 123@gmail.com.
That's a
Jones Fig name in the
me.
Subject line. If it is a relationship based question, then send pictures of you and your suitors. If not, I don't know why you would entrust your true life decisions with our advice, but fuck it, do it. You only live once, do it. And I think we've given pretty good advice in regards to those things. On that note, pretty sure we've given you guys an amazing hour. I would love to bring back the 60-second Chase explanation because this episode was fun. So, Che, in 60 seconds, let us know. You have to start. You have to cover the entire episode.
Wait, do I have to start with what you
seconds.
But
Ryan, got it?
But it was such a left turn.
Just playing.
Who's setting the timer?
In 3, 2, 1-0.
All right. So this episode started out with a very, very hard left turn. According to Mouse Jones, for whatever reason, he believes that if you are a gay person of any kind and you are unable to satisfy your partner properly, you deserve a seat in hell. Why? Because nobody knows better what to do to that person than you do. All you have to do is use your same techniques that you would want on yourself with that person. Now, doubling back to what the rest of the episode was about, bad fits break everything. Bad sneakers, bad jeans, bad hygiene, bad hair. Just, how am I to accept you when you don't accept yourself in the mirror? Because you shouldn't have accepted that outfit. You shouldn't have. You should have doubled back and been like, you know what? This is a bad one. And to wrap that up, don't fuck your plugs. Keep them as plugs. You need the business connect. There's no sense in fucking up the money.
Be careful of women who have niggas that love them. You forgot about that part. Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Which one? No. I'm not saying that one.
And lastly, I'll state this. Sometimes you gotta understand what genes you really want. Do you care more about the one with a J?
Yeah.
Or do you care more about the one with a J?
He's a podcaster, ladies and gentlemen.
It's up to you.
Wow, Ryan.
Boys and girls, he see them a day and everyone falls in between. We appreciate you this Monday for rocking with us.
He's a podcast.
Get your black ass on with your day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.